Most Massachusetts schools begin this week after a delay due to the coronavirus. In many school districts, teaching is being done remotely, which means parents and caregivers are juggling their schedules while acting as teacher helpers. Reporter Jill Kaufman caught up with some families as they prepare for school.
Families are armed with some insight from last March when schools suddenly shut down because of COVID-19.
In the spring, your setup was in our recliners.
Well, no, it was anywhere.
And sometimes Addison's setup would be in my office. Yeah. While I was doing work, she would come in with her laptop and I would adjust the
ironing board
as her desk so that she could work.
Meet the Thompsons of West Springfield, Massachusetts. They're sitting on their front porch. Seventh grader Kennedy and fifth grader Addison now have their desks set up in the dining room. Their mom, Becky Jean, is a realtor, and she also has a home office, which she does have to share.
I have an office with a hamster right now. I'm like, what is that?
The family also has a bearded dragon, two guinea pigs.
And three dogs.
And a fish.
Dad, Mustafa Thompson, lovingly refers to home as the zoo. He's a major on active duty in the Army National Guard at Worcester. In mid-March, when his kids suddenly had to start remote schooling from home, Mustafa was gone early to late. His battalion was tasked with setting up COVID-19 testing stations around the state. When he would come home, he disinfected himself, he says, before greeting his family.
Then after showering and coming down, like watching my 12-year-old do homework at 1 in the morning, that was an adjustment. However, then report cards came out and she did great. I was like, okay. It's taken a lot of adjustment all around.
Mustafa gives huge credit to his wife, Becky Jean, for managing that adjustment.
Building time to help them with homework and classwork, as well as finding time with the clients and running to the office and doing regular household errands has been challenging, but we're getting it all done.
There was a lot of confusion about school last year, and when the West Springfield superintendent announced school would still be online, at least to start the year, Becky Jean says she was relieved to receive a lot more guidance. Classes, which began yesterday, are on a schedule.
And if we know that between 11:30 and 12:15 is lunchtime and we can go outside and play a game of basketball, that's great. Instead of, oh, I want to do homework now. No, I want to do this now. And then a fight ensues and there you go.
Town to town, there are campaigns to get students back in school buildings sooner rather than later, including in West Springfield. The Thompsons say their town is doing the right thing. But Becky Jean says which side you're on, it's a very personal decision.
It's about how you've been affected by it thus far, too, and those around you.
I'm going to differ from that, in that it's not a personal decision. It's a pandemic.
But I also think the other side of it is, if people cannot work because their children are home, there's a possibility they could lose their place of residence and not be able to feed their families. So some people don't have a choice.
There's no single model for school this fall or solution for how to make sure kids of any age are engaged in their schoolwork. And working preschooler parents are uniquely stretched.
My name is Zeta.
Zeta is four. She's with her mom, Meredith Lively, at a playground with a castle as the main structure. Lively is a single mom. Since March, she's been able to work from home, and she has a fair amount of flexibility managing the wholesale side of a Western Massachusetts farm. Before a very energetic Zeta wakes up, Lively starts her workday at 6 a.m. at the kitchen table. She's going back to work tonight, she explains, walking fast in flip-flops to keep up with Zeta.
I've been really lucky that she's also, like, really awesome at playing on her own. You know, we sit together. I have the table set up so that when I'm working or whatever, she's sitting right there with me, whatever she's doing, eating, playing tablet, reading a book. And I definitely have to stop all the time, too. Like,
Zeta was at a preschool this summer that had an outside program, but it was canceled for the fall. And so far, Lively hasn't found any other programs.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm so overwhelmed with my work that I haven't had time to look into other options. And the word on the street is that everything is full. So I actually asked I have an advocate that helps, and so I asked her to start looking
Lively
into that.
Lively has an advocate because she was in an abusive relationship with Zeta's father, who she's not in touch with. She's moved around a lot.
I worked really, really hard to get a solid footing in Western Mass. And then, like, I got it all really lined up and working. And then the pandemic happened, and it was like, go back home, work from home, stay at home all the time.
Not far from the playground on a recent Sunday morning, 13-year-old Eve White slept in late, like many teenagers. She's the daughter of Ted White and Katie Schultz.
Why don't you just tell her that Jill's here and that she wants to know what we think about school?
Yeah.
Or just come visit, because maybe if you bring up school, she might come, not want to come.
Eve didn't come outside. The eighth grader started at Amherst Middle School yesterday. Over the summer, she spent a lot of time outdoors. She loves pop music, all things L.A., her mom says, and she has Down syndrome. And she, too, is going to school online for now. Kids in special education often have what are called paraprofessionals with them at all times during the school day. That wasn't the case when school closed in the spring. It became another job for Schultz, who also teaches yoga and runs a natural health remedy business.
And I hope I manage better than I did in the spring. It's just really hard to maintain your work schedule and be there for your kid in meaningful ways and keep abreast of what's happening educationally, especially when they have special needs.
In seventh grade, Eve had eight different teachers, not unusual for someone with her needs, much more than a mainstream middle schooler. Imagine that online, Schultz says. Eve's father, who teaches at Keene State College, was around to help in the spring, but won't be as much this fall, he says.
When Eve started learning from home, I started teaching from home. Now I'm going back to school, and we don't know what Eve's doing exactly.
On opening day, Eve met, for the first time, her online paraprofessional. Schultz says the district had been communicating a lot over the past 2 months, and just this week, they were bombarded with information. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.